Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Quick segment with J Former DP Austin. Do we got WTF tonight? WTF?
Or is it
Thursday night?
Or
is it Thursday night football? Anyways, yeah. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good talk here. We got a text here. Scott and Lincoln says this. Listen, Manzito practiced for several years on an outfield of a youth baseball complex, run down field, and they got A, B, and C teams all in the playing of championships this weekend. You know, so there is a way. That's a good, and it's not ideal. Now, there are other, like, ways to go about it, and we got a really good text, and we won't get into the text because we're going to give him respect. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this, unknown texter, I won't even say your last four just because, you know, obviously right. It protects you, is what he's saying is the same thing I'm saying here. Is like, okay, here's for example, and I get it, when you want to win and all that, I want to win, and I'll, you know, we'll play anybody. The rules are the rules when it only pertains to certain people. And this is not just a Lincoln deal. Here's an example. I'll tell you this. We played in this Iowa Gym Rats. It's a great tournament. It's up in like Des Moines. So we played this team from Des Moines. Great game. Played them up in, I think it was at one of the Elkhorn high schools. Great game. Went in triple overtime. Won, and it was like sudden death. We ran this like tip-off play, won. Well, we were playing in this tournament the next week up and doing this, kind of like when we would travel, right? And this is how things different. So we played the same team that Sunday, and they were in the same tournament the following week. Well, when we played them the following week, the same team with the same coach, there's a couple new players. Right. And then magically, if it's supposed to be a 4-game tournament, we end up playing 5. Magically. But what I'm saying is there will be some people are allowed to do some things roster wise at the youth level. Now, that's always been happening. You know, it's been happening when you're playing 14U, and next thing you know that kid's 16. You know, he might be in the same grade. Technically, he just turned 5. He was 14 when registration started, but that was literally probably the day before registration was actually open. You know, there's ways around all that. I just think the biggest thing is it's got to be a whole mindset change. And I'm not even talking about firing coaches, but it's got to be like back to it. If you're a coach, you have to really decide what type of model you're trying to do. You're trying to give kids a chance to play sports. You win, you lose. Okay, well, then you can't be mad. You're down 63-0 at halftime. Or you got to get out there and find a way to develop. And it's not just when school starts. If you're trying to develop a football program, and it's a big shout out, like Northeast won more games than they have in probably the last 10 years. It's hard at some places, and I do understand it. But you also have to be able to start from the very, very beginning. And that's at 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. Because as fast as this football season went, the kid that you see in 6th grade will be walking through your door to get registered for high school football like that. And so that's where it starts. And yes, I understand you there, 44-24. I got your back, man. I understand it, man. You got to keep plugging away, though. You know what I'm saying? You got, hey, listen, you got to study tape. You got to figure out everybody has a deficiency. I know exactly what team he's talking about. Anyways, good Thursday. The picks are in. Hey, man, this is going to be the hardest I'm going to root for Jed Fish in a long time. Anyway, J4 with DP Austin. We'll holler at you.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Trump endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.